Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Actionable Business Nuggets podcast. This is a small business podcast where you learn an actionable strategy to grow your business in less than 3 minutes. I'm your host, Rick Duff, from actionablebusinesstraining.com, where we provide actionable, focused, and customized training to entrepreneurs. And holy crow, it's been a long time. I took a break to work on my business strategy. I do that every year around January 26th because that's the day when my business was established 6 years ago. So that date holds a very important place in my heart, and I make sure that I take the time off somewhere around there to think about my business. As I was thinking about the business and looking back at some of the strategies that I applied last year, I thought one of the best things to talk about today is the idea of pretty much the sales funnel. Now, this is a concept that I think a lot of people, a lot of business owners, don't understand very intimately. And your sales process is something that has to be very personal. It has to be ingrained in you. Now, at the top of your sales funnel, you have a lot of leads coming in. Now, you're lucky if you're in that position. If you don't have a lot of leads coming into your sales funnel, the first step you need to do is to create a lead generation strategy. We're not talking about that today. Now, the place I find a lot of entrepreneurs, and you know, I've made this mistake many, many, many times, is we forget that there is a funnel. There is a step-by-step process that leads are supposed to go through in order to get to the sales. Sometimes forget that process and somehow magically think that our leads are going to jump from just getting to know us to buying something from us. And one of my very good friends is based in Australia, and she's a financial planner, and she tells me when small businesses make that mistake, it's kind of like expecting somebody to jump into bed with you on the first date. That doesn't happen. There is a process that you need to follow. So, you know, if that helps you think about your sales funnel, go ahead and apply that strategy. For me, I just think of my sales funnel as a step-by-step process, and that helps because coming from an engineering background, I'm very inclined to put step one, step two, and step three everywhere that I can. So that's the way I think about my business and the sales process, but if there's another visual or anything, another concept that helps you to think about it, go ahead. The most important part here is that there are distinct phases that your lead has to go through, and it is your job. Now, this is the important part. It is your job to make sure that each lead can navigate the sales process. I want you to write that down and think about it. And I'll see you tomorrow when we talk about finances in your small business. Talk to you then.